Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered.
All right, 7 after the hour. It's Monday. Last Monday of January. The 26th is upon us. Richard McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. The Dougster is here. Ken, the Kenster is here. So the most important thing in the world to Jennifer, most important thing in the world is who was crowned Miss Universe.
Yeah, I was all over that, wasn't Universe. I?
To my wife it was, my mother-in-law.
Really?
Right, it used to be a thing for me. I used to watch every single beauty pageant there was.
If you're a Latina, it's like the Super Bowl.
Right.
Why? Was it because more Latinas get...
They get into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, do they win it?
Guess who? Did you see who won?
Yes, Miss Columbia.
Miss Columbia won.
All right.
Was there a lot of pooping and hollering in your house, Richard?
There was. They were excited. Miss USA, she did very well. She absolutely could have won it. And Miss Columbia, they were the two best. For me, Miss Netherlands was screaming hot, but she didn't do too well on her question and answer period. So.
Now, this sounds to me like perhaps you did more than just walk through the room while you were watching.
No.
It sounds like you were invested.
She was watching as I was going to sleep, so I was definitely engaged, especially during the bathing suit competition.
Such a jerk.
I know, but what are you going to do? But it was interesting, you know. But like I said, the Latinas, they love to watch it.
And so do the Latinas' husbands.
Yes, they do. It's good stuff.
I think Doug left.
Apparently he doesn't care about this.
All right. Well, you know, what is your, do you laugh? Do they ask the questions to the international community about liking world peace and stuff? Do they still do that?
Yes, they did. And it is hysterical. Let me see. Which one did they ask about? They asked one of them, what would you say to the terrorists?
Go away. Really? They said, like, what would you say to the terrorists?
Yeah, and the answer was just like, you know, there's peace and love, and that we would try to spread the peace and love to them. And thank you very much. And it's like they all come up with like this pat little answer, and then they just end it by going, thank you very much.
That's how they're back to you in the studio.
Exactly. And, you know, with the big smile and everything. And it's hysterical. So they all gave, I don't know, kind of dumb answers, really. I mean, Miss USA did well, and I can't remember what her question was, but she did well. But they did ask the peace and world peace question. And it was like, yeah.
Is this one still Donald Trump's?
It is. And actually, they had it at the Doral in Miami, where he owns the golf course down there. And they spent most of the broadcast pitching how to buy properties at the Doral.
Oh, jeez.
So it was a total Trumpster sales pitch. It was great. I loved it.
The SAG Awards were on last night, so I was thinking that's what I was going to watch instead of Miss Universe. But then I didn't even end up doing that. I caught up on Gotham instead.
You know, I did that last week, and I'm all caught up there. It's a good show.
It's a great show.
I'm not 100% into it, but it is a great show. And with no football on, I was kind of like, well, okay.
What do I do?
Might as well watch.
Did any of you see SNL this week?
I did, actually.
I watched, because I haven't watched SNL in a while, but my boyfriend Blake Shelton was on, so I thought I should be supportive like a good wife and watch, you know, because this whole Miranda thing going south any moment. But, no, I'm kidding. It's just my dreams, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But they did that Deflategate with the guy that played Tom Brady. Did you see that opening skit?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. We got to find the skit and put that up on our Facebook page, Kenny, because actually it was funny. SNL has not been all that funny lately, but this one was pretty good.
I thought it was okay. I mean, the Weekend Update was pretty funny. But I saw Blake Shelton on Jimmy Fallon last week. I'm staying up way too late this past week. And he was kind of, he was trying to be really funny, but he was kind of a jerk to Fallon. He spent the whole time going, "I don't like you."
I read something about them having some sort of weird falling out. Like Fallon kept asking him to do things, and Blake was like, "No."
Yeah, it was really. And you thought, okay, they're just goofing around with each other.
No, I read that there was something really going on.
It was weird.
It got really uncomfortable.
Yeah. It was very
Blake is pretty funny. I mean, if you ever read, like, his Twitter feed, he's very funny. I thought he did okay. The SNL stuff is just, to me, the writing isn't the same as it was. I mean, that's whoever stars, it's not going to be their fault if it's not that funny, because the writing's just not where it used to be. But I'm curious what happened with him and Fallon. That's kind of interesting.
You know, it came off as him being the jerk, because Jimmy was having a good time and really trying, and Blake just didn't want any part of it.
Huh.
And I don't know where you go with that. So, obviously, Dudley is running around here because of the impending doom that's going to happen up in the Northeast today.
What is with it? Are you getting the snow, too, or is that just a Northeast thing?
It is fascinating what is happening here weather-wise in Washington, D.C. I am in Northern Virginia, just to the west of Washington, D.C., and we will get maybe 2 inches tonight until tomorrow morning. Right now, it's just rain because it's 40 degrees out there. So the snow starts here later this afternoon, and then overnight, and then it's done by early tomorrow morning. We get maybe 2 inches. And then just up an hour north of us, you will be getting 3 to 6 inches. And then just above that, into Baltimore, Delaware, all that, that's where they start getting pounded. And then into New York, they are calling for record snowfalls.
Historic
snowfalls. And so I'm pretty sure on Doug's farm, they are going to end up with over 2 feet of snow tomorrow. And likely, I mean, it could be looking at 30 inches.
Wow.
So there's no doubt that the cows, the tractors, the barns, all that stuff is just getting prepped, because they're going to get, and you know, you're reading your Facebook stream of all of your friends who live in the Northeast, and they are out, man, loading up $150 of groceries. I've got gas. I've got this. I mean, you can't go anywhere.
What if it's just like 3 inches?
Not going to happen.
Really?
No.
Because how many times have we been told, oh, right, you got to prep for this, you got to prep for that, Y2K, oh no, my gosh, destruction.
Well, this is not Y2K. This is three storms all coming together. So even if one of them doesn't hit the way they thought it would, you got the other two barreling in on you. So I don't think they escaped this one. This one's pretty solid that Philadelphia North, you're getting hammered. So, will it be 2 feet? Let's say they miss it. You still get a foot and a half.
Which is Rich McFadden, the Good Day Show weatherman.
Well, no. I've been kind of eyeballing this thing because we are like right. It's amazing because all of our storms come east. For here in Washington, D.C., all of our storms come east. So they come through Ohio, and then they kind of, once they hit the East Coast here, they kind of ramp northward and go up towards Doug and Roberta and New York and Boston. Every now and then, you get this mass that comes from Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, and then it meets the thing coming from the east or from the west. And those are the ones you got to be afraid of. And those are the ones we get in late February and March. So in March, here in the D.C. area, it's either 60 degrees or 3 feet of snow. And so this is kind of one of those things where you have these three storms coming in from all different areas. So it brings the moisture, and then it brings the cold air. And when they meet, bam, right here, usually in the D.C., the mid-Atlantic area, and then they head up north and just pummel where Doug is. So, and this is one of those things. It just so happens that it's hitting a little bit farther north of Washington, D.C. So Baltimore is about the southernmost point of it, and we just get kind of the tail end of it. So it's going to be a rough one.
All right. Well, I hope everybody stays in and stays warm, because that's the thing. Having the animals out there, you were mentioning Doug and his farm, you know, there's a lot of concerns for animals and everybody getting their food. So hopefully everybody's prepped up.
Well, I think he's probably getting everybody inside, so hopefully. All right, so it's 15 past the hour and snow watch here on the East Coast.
Snowgate.
You guys over there on the... Oh, did you... This is awesome.
Something shiny just flashed in front of Rich's face.
I was listening to the news on the way in because I wanted to be up on the weather and everything. Last night on the White House lawn, apparently somebody landed a drone on the White House.
It was Amazon. They just had a package they were delivering.
Hell apparently broke loose on the White House lawn. And it could have been one of these little drones like my son got for Christmas. So,
you know, the latest thing for the drug dealers in Mexico, like in Tijuana, our border, is that they'll fly drones packed with drugs across the border into San Diego or San Ysidro or whatever. And so there was a big story last week how this guy had actually tacked like 6 or 8 the pounds, I don't know, so a lot of meth to this like little tiny toy drone flying across the border, and it crashed because these little tiny ones that they sell on Groupon are not equipped to deliver meth, believe it or not. So yeah, these things are everywhere now.
Can you imagine the mayhem that ensued when the Secret Service guys on the roof of the White House
and they make that noise too.
And then the dogs, the flashlights, the whole bit out on the lawn. They shut down the perimeter around the White House. And they're out there and they're calling it a device. But the New York Times is reporting that they think it was a drone. So, you know, how far away can you fly this drone from? But
yeah, they should be able to catch the guy standing out there with this remote control.
Or trace it. I'm sure they can trace the signal. So anyway, so that's the hilarity that
ensues
this morning.
Can they run a drone like from, we run our drones that are in Afghanistan from Tampa. What's the furthest away you can run a drone?
Oh, I'm sure somebody can run that thing very remotely.
Yeah. So it could have been someone in Alaska.
It could be. So all's fine. Dougie, it's 18 past the hour.
Good for us, Richie.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Freak out! Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The hour Monday. Yep, you can tell. It's been here for Monday. The Good Day program. Ken Kessler and General Horn, Rich McFadden, and Doug with a focus here, as we usually do at this point in any of our Monday. Well, actually, Monday, because we don't have Friday night stuff. Saturday Night Live. We like to have a little bit of comedy here, a little something to make you smile. So let's take some excerpts from SNL last Saturday night. The joke about the State of the Union is where it starts.
After Republicans during the State of the Union applauded when President Obama said he had no more campaigns to run, Obama responded saying, "I know, because I won both of them." Obama's comeback was so good that it literally burned John Boehner.
And then they showed the picture of the very right. face of John Boehner.
Right, yeah. Yes, Mr. Tan.
Yes, he is a tan man.
Tan.
One step from Dancing with the Stars.
All right, so let's see. The next joke is about the White House being upset regarding the trip to Washington by Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Insiders are saying that the Obama administration is extremely upset that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu plans to ask Congress for additional sanctions against Iran, saying that he will, quote, pay a price, which brings the number of countries that have threatened Israel up to an even all of them.
All right, and then the weekend update, jokes about a baker being sued for not putting any anti-gay words on a birthday cake.
The owner of a bakery was sued after she refused the customer's request to write "God hates homosexuality" on a cake. All right, then change it to "I'm running for president," said Rick Santorum.
All right, well, let's see here. From last Friday's Ellen show, she jokes here a bit about how nobody takes vacation days anymore.
The survey
survey came out that said that half of Americans don't take a single vacation day last year at all. No one took one. Can you believe that? Why is it so crowded at the airport every time I'm there? I don't know why people wouldn't use their vacation days. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my job. I love coming to work. I love all of you. I love talking to celebrities. I love giving away those big checks and changing people's lives. I love spreading joy and kindness, but not as much as I love a vacation day.
You think that's true with most people? Is it just because vacations are different? Is that it?
Yeah, you change it up a little bit.
Yeah. No responsibility.
No responsibility. Okay. I'm taking the rest of the day off.
Gosh, I'm with you. Let's go.
Yeah, adios. All right, Richie, see if you can find, I know you have that cut there, Wendy Williams from her program. This is just conversation starter stuff. Wendy is not funny. I don't know whether Wendy Williams.
I think she's amusing.
She's amusing because she's wry. Here, she answers an audience member's questions about whether or not they ought to get a tattoo.
So tomorrow's my 37th birthday, and I want to do something really different. So I want to get a nice tattoo on my arm, a hamsa hand. But my husband, a hamsa hand.
What's that?
So it's a Middle Eastern hand, and it's for good luck.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, so it has a nice little evil eye in the middle.
Okay.
So my husband thinks I'm too old for it, and he thinks it's going to look ratchet. But so I go get his wishes and get it anyway, because it's my birthday.
I think that you shouldn't get it, even if it was something that he was okay with. I just say rethink tattoos. Like, everybody has them now. The more special person, and we've talked about this, the more special people are people who have not marked their bodies up. Take it from somebody who has a tattoo. I wish I didn't have one.
Some practical advice.
Yeah, she's great.
That's a way to go get good luck, is have a needle punched into your body a couple of hundred times. That'll bring you luck.
I say my son has some tattoos.
Both of my brothers do,
Whether or not.
Does your son regret them at all as he's gotten older?
Nope. No, he didn't at all.
So, see, for some people, it's okay.
No regrets Monday on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up. So, guys, what were the best films and books of 2014?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Bob Schrum. So, what were the best films and books, in your subjective opinion, 2014?
Birdman is the best movie of the year. Intriguing, interesting, stunning performance by Michael Keaton. I can't give the Oscar to Lincoln Unbound because it came out in 2013. And I can't give the Oscar.
Work.
And I can't give the Oscar to your book because it's not out yet. I think the most significant of 2014 was Capital in the 21st Century by Thomas Piketty. I also immensely enjoyed Ken Burns' book based on the PBS series, The Roosevelts in Intimate History.
On movies, I would have two personal favorites: The Last Days of Vietnam, wonderful, moving, captivating documentary about the last days of Vietnam and the evacuation.
Rory Kennedy's film?
It's a terrific movie.
Wow.
And this is my idiosyncratic choice, but I love The Grand Budapest Hotel because everything Wes Anderson does. And two books, one from 2013, Inventing Freedom by Dan Hannan, just a terrific history about how liberty in this country was created and its roots, and The Sleepwalkers by a historian named Christopher Clark.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and Bob Schrum.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The hour, 27 before the new hour, Monday morning, and the usual Monday things that happen, and hopefully your day gets twisted and turned around so that it ends up being a good day. That's the idea of the Good Day program with Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden and me, Doug Steffen. Stephen Mosher is going to join us in a few minutes to focus more on the Patriots or the, this has become silly, actually, Deflategate.
Deflategate. I mean,
it is... Well, whether it's silly or it isn't, if you're an NFL fan, if you're a Patriots fan, if you're a football fan, there's something to this that probably needs to be vetted. So we'll deal with that and figure out whether you think the NFL should punish the Patriots. Maybe that's a good thing to post.
I think the NFL did it. I want to ask our guest about that.
The poll at DougSteffen.com over the weekend, most every weekend, focuses on what the top 10 talk topics were of the previous week. This is a program about what's going on in the news, i.e., News Talk Radio. So Talkers Magazine puts together a list every week, and we do the weekend talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher, and me, when I say we, that's who puts this together. So we list the top 10 items according and in order according to what Talkers came up with, and then ask you to tell us what you thought were the most important stories. And interestingly enough, more of you thought the collapsing oil prices, i.e., that's the second time I've used that in two sentences, isn't it? That is, by the way, that's a Latin expression, i.e., that is the price you pay at the pump. I was at 202 this weekend. I'm guessing that some of the places that are, let's see, Jennifer, the West Coast would have been about 230, I'm guessing. Richie, what'd you pay for gas in the Washington area this weekend? He didn't pay a lot, obviously. He went right. All right. So, in essence, 29% of you said price you're paying for oil was number one. And that's heating oil, too, by the way. A lot of people are just breathing a sigh of relief because the cost of heating oil has gone down so dramatically. The oil guys are happy. The natural gas guys are not necessarily, although I would tell you, in my experience, natural gas is still, in the long term, the much better deal all the way around. It's a little more dangerous unless you make sure everything's done right when they put the oil, the gas in. You don't hear too many gas explosions anymore. You never. That sounds silly. I guess on the surface, well, you don't hear about too many people getting blown up. But in the essence of oil, and it's smelly, and if it leaks, it makes a mess. It's dirty. What do we do? Wood. That's it. Let's all go back to using wood. Hooray! 23% said the State of the Union. I thought that was a no-starter and a big bore. Anybody else? Kenny, what do we have for comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. Those are the social media connections. For those of you who may be new to the program, you can look there, kind of get an idea what people who listen in general to the program, what sorts of things get them worked up. So what kind of, when it comes to the things from last week, where were people weighing in?
One comment on the State of the Union from Greta. She says, Joni Ernst looked as presidential in her State of the Union response as the robots in Disney World's Hall of Presidents.
That, I would agree with that. She was a horrible. It was just.
It wasn't her fault. You know, you're sitting in front of a teleprompter.
What do you mean it wasn't her fault? They should have
selected
her.
No, this was the Republican Party. This is the Republican Party's fault. It wasn't her fault. She did what she was told to do. The fact that you have someone standing in front of a teleprompter after you have a dynamic speaker like President Obama is just ridiculous. You need someone up there who can talk off the cuff, who can, you know, be a little more vibrant and flexy.
Animated.
Yeah. I mean, not her fault. I mean, it wasn't good, but it wasn't her fault.
Well, I don't agree with that. I think that if she was uncomfortable, she should have said, sorry, I don't think I'm ready for this. I'm not ready for prime time. She's an adult. It's
the
time more people take responsibility. I mean, you say
the
it's somebody else's
though, Jeff,
fault. It's just
to
not
sit in front
fault.
Of a To sit in front of a teleprompter. I mean, this is the case with any rebuttal to anything. Every rebuttal looks ridiculously stupid after President Obama speaks because he's a great speaker. And so you have someone who goes in front of like some stupid backdrop and a teleprompter, has no audience to play off of. It's never going to be good. I think that rebuttals should be in front of a university. I don't know. I really do. I think they should pick a university crowd and put whoever, whatever party, in front of something, in some crowd of people.
I thought Rand Paul looked good.
Rand Paul?
In the rebuttal that
he gets it. He's a showman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point, Kenny. Think about the last couple of the Democratic presidents, i.e. Clinton and Obama, and how dynamic they were when it came to speaking and communicating. And then think about the duds that were Republicans. George Bush was not
a dynamic speaker now.
Well, it's a showbiz. Show mm-hmm. That's all it is. The people who get elected. Can you imagine? Look at Harry Truman. And think if a guy like that who looked like that could get elected. Somebody in a polio, in a wheelchair, you think that person could get elected to be the president of the United States? If, unless you are...
Maybe, because it'd be a feel-good vote.
No, I don't... they're a lot...
Seriously.
Taking the way that people voted last time around, maybe you think about looking for common sense, you're not going to find it. At any rate, the State of the Union was number two on our list of people's interest zone. 14% said the no-go zone controversy. That was basically Fox and CNN and Much Ado About Nothing. Let's see, what else have we got here that showed up? It makes 9% said the ISIS hostage situation. By the way, what's going on with that? I must admit to not being, that wasn't on my radar screen over the weekend.
They have reportedly killed one of them.
One's killed.
But they didn't send out video. Isn't that what they usually do?
They showed a video or a still picture of the one who was alive with the one who was not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you say after that, under the circumstances? What is there that you can say? The Japanese, the parents, I guess, of, was it both of them or just one of them that was fleeing? And why, under the circumstances, what you know about these people, why would you waste your time? You know that there's nothing about these people that has any sensitivity, any sympathy. So why do it? I guess the What I saw is they're very interesting people, but they're very different people. Two Japanese hostages, I think most of us think, okay, the two Japanese guys over there, and they what they have in common is they're both Japanese. Other than that, they had nothing in common. One of them was there as sort of a do-gooder and had gone over to sort of support the Islamic State, right? Am I right in that?
Yeah, one had gone over to join the fight, and then they decided they didn't want him and used him instead as a hostage.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the surviving hostage is a journalist,
right,
who knew his way around the conflict zones.
Who was covering this guy, I think, who was trying to join ISIS, actually.
Right, and he'd been doing this, probably been over there for a couple of decades.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, but I saw one news media account describing the man who was killed as a lost soul who had attempted suicide in 2008, seemed to become unhinged by a string of setbacks in his personal life, bankruptcy, the death of his wife, and so he thought he was a reincarnated World War II female spy. He went to Syria to search for a fresh start in life. Yeah, that's where I'd go.
I know.
If I wanted a friend. But,
the
but
garden spot of Syria.
But he wasn't obviously in his right mind.
Correct.
So, how many of us are, and I say that.
are in our right mind?
Not
our, many.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Really and truly, every day, there are things that go on that are so, they're life-changing. There just is so much to be influenced by. And I take around back to the storm that's coming. Now, how many people will get unhinged because of that? The storm, it isn't the storm of the century, and I'm not sure it's an historic storm. It's a couple of feet of snow. But because we have become so sanitized, everything we expect to be perfect, everything's got to run on time, everything's got to be just right. We have these false expectations, and then where does that lead you to under the circumstances? It doesn't bring you. So there are all kinds of things every day that can get people. If the right football team doesn't win, wow, bingo, bango. It's
beating people up, yep.
Yeah, right. And if the right football team wins, they're beating people up. Hello. All right, speaking of football, Professor Stephen Mosier is the coordinator of sports studies in the Department of Sports Management at Ithaca College in New York. He'll join us next to talk about ethics and sports, obviously with a focus on what's going on with the Patriots and the footballs. That's next here on Good Day. According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
The stone walls that surround old farms in New England are an important part of the character and beauty of many rural communities. They are a reminder of our history and are still functional. But at one such property, the old stone wall was 25 feet from the road, while the town decided that fencing needed to be 50 feet from the road. They required the owner to build a new fence at great cost. This would have denied that farmer the use of more than 10% of a 20-acre farm. He fought back and won. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see how misguided such policies can be. The Constitution prohibits governments from taking people's property without just compensation. Doing so is stealing. We the people need to stand up to freedom-snatching regulations wherever they occur.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed. Happens. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked of oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer and Kenny and Richie, and Professor Stephen Mosier joins us now, teaches and talks about sports ethics and character development at Ithaca College. So with the Patriots and the NFL clashing somewhat on the pressure of the football, I guess your expertise here, Professor Mosier, is not in how much pressure should be at a football. But the whole ethical thing, I'm not sure that you know about my stand here. I'm very negative, very anti-football for the reasons that have become public in the last 3 or 4 years about all the injuries and the deaths that have resulted as a result of playing football. And so I cast an eye of concern over the game. This, and that's an ethical and moral question of one shade. This is another one, manipulating footballs to get them ready for games. Is this something that has been going on?
Oh, this has been going on since there have been games. Absolutely, there have. This is, and I'm with you as well. I actually have advocated for a long time to my students that they shouldn't depend on having long careers in football, because eventually, maybe in the next 20, 25 years, it isn't going to exist the way it does now, because parents are smart enough not to put their kids into an activity that destroys their brains.
Well, don't tell that to parents in Ohio, Florida, or Texas.
Some parents will continue make unwise decisions mm-hmm. for their children. But, you know, to get back to the matter of does this kind of gamesmanship and cheating go on at the highest level? Of course it does. It's done that forever. And in a business ethics kind of way, the National Football League is absolutely loving this, because that's all people have been talking about for the past 7 days, as opposed to talking about the serious issues like domestic violence, child abuse, concussions, commissioners lying right there on the stands to prosecutors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, so
not even to mention the Washington Redskins and that ugly name.
The well, you and I might argue a little about that one, but let's talk about the quarterbacks who have said that they have manipulated footballs and yet nothing's been done. And you think about, again, coaches knowing what's going on. Brady says he doesn't know anything. The Patriots say they don't know anything. Sounds like poppycock. But is it more for, again, the lessons that are learned here with youngsters coming along? What does this tell kids and adults about the efficacy of telling the truth?
Yeah. Well, you can rest assured that the research is pretty clear on this, is that most kids, the overwhelming majority of kids, in fact, don't look to professional athletes for their moral leadership. They look to more professional athletes for their incredible physical skill.
Oh, I know. Wait a minute. They look to politicians for moral leadership.
Oh, yeah, right. Politicians are by far ahead of everybody on the planet as to being the moral beacons of our society. And they certainly don't look to the religious sector either, at least in our country. But kids are bright enough to understand that at the highest level, what you're looking at is professional entertainment. And most kids, in fact, understand that the National Football League, among the major sports, is a heck of a lot closer to professional wrestling as it is to moral development. Yeah. It's entertainment. It's spectacle. It's a whole heck of a lot of fun. But nobody gets riled up about whether or not an athlete cheats. In fact, more often than not, the announcers will tell the audience that was a real clever, smart play that basketball player just engaged in, falling down when no one was near him.
All right, Professor Maruza, thank you. Nice to have you here. The poll today at DougStefan.com asks you whether or not the NFL ought to punish the Patriots. Tell us what you think at DougStefan.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Three after the hour now on the Doug Stefan Good Day Monday program. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day, and this is a part of the program where we are able to dig out some of the new influences that will help you. How do you use either the tools or the social media to enhance your life, that sort of thing. So we'll start with Shelley Palmer, who appears here every day, and he talks with us today about using social media tools at work so that you can increase your productivity, bosses of the world. Yay! All right, that's the report coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Rush into your local club and save on essentials for the big game. Pick up party favorites, like a DiGiorno pizza 3-pack for less than $5 a pizza. Tasty pork ribs, just $3.98 a pound. And a 3-pound party pack of delicious Tyson boneless buffalo wings for just $11.98. Plus, join now and get a free welcome package. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, your boss may not like it when you use Facebook at work because they think you're doing nothing. But as it turns out, many businesses have figured out that using social tools in the workplace is incredibly awesome. Companies like Slack have combined features like file sharing with social tools to really increase productivity. Facebook doesn't want to be outdone, which is why they've created a new product called Facebook at Work. Facebook at Work is designed for companies with 100 employees or more, and it pretty much recreates your Facebook experience with every
everything you know and love about Facebook, but only for people inside your company. Instead of sharing pictures of your vacation, it's a place to share photos of your business trip so everyone can experience the convention you went to. Facebook at Work is only in test right now, so you'll have to wait till they release it for your company to actually get it. But it's coming soon, and it's either going to tear up the world and completely change the way we do business, or it won't. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at Geico.com. Attention, party people. Super Bowl 49 is right around the corner. Time to make your mark. Tostitos, the brand known for bringing the party, headed to Arizona to celebrate its role as the official chip and dip sponsor of the NFL with the most unexpected over-the-top Super Bowl party experience fans have ever seen. How about we get more on that from Brian Osich?
From Wednesday, January 28th through Sunday, February 1st, Tostitos Party Boulevard will challenge fans to test their skills through a series of larger-than-life party games and other tailgating experiences for top party honors. Pablo Merheb from the brand explains more.
We're taking over two city blocks in downtown Phoenix to create the ultimate Super Bowl party destination. Fans can test their speed, agility, and humility in a variety of over-the-top backyard party games, including the biggest and baddest game of beanbag toss anyone could ever imagine. So put your game face on, get your smack talk primed, and be ready to dial up the good times.
Fans who can't make it to Arizona can still get in on the action by partying with new Tostitos Rolls tortilla chips and Tostitos Dipitizers dips, which come in two delicious flavors, cheesy spinach and artichoke, and Mexican-style four cheese queso. To join the conversation during Super Bowl week, tweet at Tostitos with hashtag PartyBLVD and check out Facebook.com/Tostitos.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi there. News from the world of technology. Ford Motor Company has opened its autonomous and connected vehicle research facility in Silicon Valley. They said the research will focus on the integration of big data in new technology and mobilizing autonomous tech in new vehicle. In other words, they're working on self-drive cars with all the technology that's available in Silicon Valley.
Sean and I were watching YouTube videos yesterday on the 10 inventions that will change your life. And then they have the next video after video. Video after video, right. And one of them was self-driving cars. And we had the conversation. I said, Sean, by the time you're 16, you may not be able to drive your own car. Right. But, I mean, it's only 6 years away, so you probably will, but, you know, it's close.
Microsoft previewed the upcoming Windows 10 operating system, saying it will offer free upgrades to Windows Phone. Why are you laughing?
Because Windows 8 and Windows 8.1 was such a disaster that they had to move to this.
Right, fast.
Real fast.
All right. Well, there it is. Richie's not. He's an Apple man. So
I don't use any Windows computer.
He doesn't care.
Don't use one.
It's 59 past the hour. This is today's good day.
Before Girls Night Out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried cortisone.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.